veseli, har nipsi divčata, vidi šale skoča, vidna ci bohata, s kraju molodočok, bujna jak vinočok, s kraju i do kraju. Dunaj, 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 Dunajičko, Dunajo, Dunaj, 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 Dunajičko, Dunajo. Moja poljubina, hlopca molodoho, він мене попросив, та піду за нього. А ті наші хлопці молоді саженять, і сказав кохаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаїчко, Дунаю. Щасливі нині ваші діти, щоби було добре, старости не знали, усі вам бажають. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаїчко, Дунаю.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Trembita, which has been around quite a long time, and that is a song called Oi Unas Veseli, We're Happy Around Our Home, or something like that. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дню. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Makori, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me once again. We've got a great program lined up for you, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another Alberta group, Zhito, with Червона Рута, the Red Route.
Признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може десь у лісах, де чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синіх гір. Бачу я тебе в снах у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене. і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно вже ти увійшла мої мрії. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, о, твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синіх. Твоє бистрая вода синіх гір. Твоє бистрая вода синіх.
His father was Ukrainian. He was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12, the first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain, so he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before, conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants, $10 pressed in his hands. On the heart of Michigan, leave Winnipeg in the wind. With the Red Wings on the losing end, it was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale, the ice is slick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. Take it on the Chester and the Skull. Cheat the Hawks on the Maple Leafs. Leave the Habs in disbelief and send New York whimpering and break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him, like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face, machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come, 'cause the sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Years in the Stanley Cup, the crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish, 'cause sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cut you to the quick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Terry saw Chuck never done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade, the top of a downhill grade, Olympia in slow decline, or something darker biding time. He carried all that load. He was the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream, shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder, time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry saw Chuck's heart caves in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake. Try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that.
And that was Canadian folk singer Ron Hines from Newfoundland with a song that he penned about probably one of the most well-known, certainly hugely celebrated NHL goalie of Ukrainian descent, and that is, of course, none other than Terry Sawchuk. Another Newfoundlander up next who was originally from Edmonton and recorded his hockey song back when he was still in Edmonton, of course, that is none other than Brian Cherwick with the Kubasonics, and the song about another hockey legend of Ukrainian descent, and this one was Billy Mosienko.
Well, it was March 23rd in the year of 52 when the Blackhawks and the Rangers dropped the puck. The remarkable record set there on that day was a combination of speed and skill and luck. From the frozen Red River in the north end of Winnipeg to the city of Chicago off afar, a speedy right winger named Billy Mosienko became one of the Blackhawks' biggest stars. Each time that he saw the NHL Book of Records, Billy dreamed of seeing his name among the greats. That night in March, when the Blackhawks skated out into the gardens, Billy would not have long to wait. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he'd get the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. In the early minutes of the game's third period, when the Blackhawks burst in across the line, Billy took a pass from his center, Gus Bodner, and slapped in a goal at 6:09. After that, Bodner was a face-off at center. Bodner won the draw and hit Bill with a pass. Billy streaked across the blue line, shot and scored at 6:20. Just 11 seconds had elapsed. Bodner won the next draw and passed the puck to George Key, who spotted Billy breaking in towards the net. Fired the puck again, the red light flashed at 6:30. 21 seconds, the fastest hat trick yet. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. That Billy's hockey playing days were done. 258 goals were his lifetime tally. Then he went into business in his hometown of Winnipeg, opening his own bowling alley. Now there's a life-size photo of Billy at the entrance to the world-famous Hockey Hall of Fame. And there's a giant bowling pin in Winnipeg's north end advertising Billy Bozienko Lane. He got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mozienko. His record would live on forevermore. Billy, Billy, Billy Mozienko. Just 21 seconds earned him fame. Billy, Billy, Billy Mozienko. The hockey world will always know his name. Billy, Billy, Billy.
Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Bill Browder's fascinating book, Red Notice. Red Notice is a roller coaster ride through post-Soviet Russian history. Bill Browder was one of the architects of Russia's growing economy during the privatization era. He saw an opportunity to make a great deal of money and created the Hermitage Capital Investment Fund based in Moscow. Browder became the largest foreign investor in Russia. In 2000, his fund ranked as the best performing emerging markets fund in the world. However, on November the 13th, 2005, Bill Browder was expelled from Russia. He would later become one of Russia's harshest critics after the imprisonment and murder of his Russian lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky. He grew up in the United States as the grandson of the leader of the American Communist Party. In his teens, Browder rebelled against his family's ideology. "I would put on a tie and become a capitalist." He studied business at Stanford University in California. After graduation, he moved to England to work for the Boston Consulting Group and Robert Maxwell. His first job led him to Poland, where he discovered the immense opportunity for profit in Poland's privatization process. After setting up his own investment fund called Hermitage Capital, Browder became immensely wealthy and successful. However, his wealth and fame did not help him when he was targeted by Putin's henchmen in 2005. His outspoken criticism of Russian corruption put him at odds with the Russian government, and he was banned from Russia. He managed to get his money out of the country, but the Russian government leveled trumped-up charges of fraud and tax evasion against his company. One of his lawyers, Sergei Magnitsky, exposed the massive tax fraud invented by Russian officials. He was thrown into jail and died from lack of medical treatment for the complications of pancreatitis and a severe beating by prison officials. Browder dedicated Red Notice to Magnitsky and called him the bravest man I've ever known. Magnitsky's death changed Bill Browder's life. Not only did he feel responsible for Magnitsky's murder in prison, but he also wanted to ensure that this injustice should be punished. During his campaign to seek justice for Magnitsky, Browder became a powerful critic of Vladimir Putin's government. His efforts culminated in American sanctions against Magnitsky's persecutors. Browder transformed himself from a rampant capitalist into a crusader for justice. Red Notice is a very well-written book about Russian finance, power, and corruption. It reads like a novel, but the shocking aspect of this story is that it is based on the truth. Readers will be fascinated by the intricacies and dishonesty of the Russian government, financial and legal system, the power of the oligarchs, and Putin's support of their activities shows how utterly corrupt the Russian system is today. Browder's efforts to implement sanctions against Russian lawmakers have facilitated the current sanctions against Russia for their illegal annexation of Crimea and invasion of eastern Ukraine. Bill Browder's campaign to seek justice for Magnitsky is truly admirable. It almost makes readers forget about his shameless profit-seeking in the post-Soviet era and his support for Vladimir Putin in the early days of his political career. Browder has transformed himself into a human rights activist who uses the media very effectively. However, Browder lives a very dangerous life, since he could be targeted for murder at any time, like other critics of Russia. The recent murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov is an indication that no one is safe. Readers will definitely wonder if they will be reading about Browder's mysterious death in the near future. Red Notice is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Дівчина, підійшла.
traditional Ukrainian folk song Oiche Tukhin Stoyit, Whose Horse Stands There? And that was performed by Stacy Yerofeyeva, and she is with a group called Dovira. Coming up next is a group from Edmonton called Migrena, which means migraine headache. This is from their second CD, Abstractive. Here they are now with a song that is, I guess, pretty apropos if you're into the hockey scene. It is about an ingredient, the major ingredient in beer. It is hops.
Сену, уж не сену, те. Доброго ранку. If it's morning, добрий день. If it's day, and добрий вечір. If it's dark outside. Мене звати Анна, and I'm happy to welcome you at the Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, episode 5. This podcast will be a little bit different from the ones we had before. We will not have a dialogue today, but we will learn a very useful skill, how to count in Ukrainian. And at the second part of the podcast, we will have our first pronunciation trainer. So let's get started. Ви готові починати? Ready to start? If you are traveling in Ukraine or if you're living here, one of the most important skills is to count, to know the numbers. That's what they say in the shop, at the market, when you buy stuff. So today I'm going to talk about числа, numbers. Числа. First of all, let's take numbers from 1 to 10 and look closer at each of them. Listen and repeat. 1. Один. 2. Два. 3. Три. 4. Чотири. 5. П'ять. 6. Шість. 7. Сім. 8. Вісім. 9. Дев'ять. 10. Десять. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then comes п'ять. Шість. Pay attention. These numbers, 5, 6, as well as 9, 10, 9, 10, have this ending, t. This is soft t, t, t. So, soft t. So, your lips go smiling at the end. Yes, so it's softer. It's 5, 6, 9, 10. Okay. Also, pay attention that 9 and 10 can be easily confused. They're very similar. It's 9, 10, only one sound is different. So, be careful. 9, 9, 10, 10. If you know Ukrainian alphabet, they go in the alphabetic order. 9, 10. So, it's 9, 10. Let's look at the next numbers. Numbers from 11 to 19 have the same endings. Very easy. Listen and try to understand what is repeating, okay? Одинадцять, дванадцять, тринадцять, чотирнадцять, п'ятнадцять, шістнадцять, сімнадцять, вісімнадцять, дев'ятнадцять. Yes, адцять. We spell it A, D, C, Я, Т, and a soft sign. But we pronounce it really fast, that's why we don't hear D. It's адцять. Also, please be careful, because in these numbers, the stress always falls at адцять, одинадцять, дванадцять. Okay? If you remember 1 to 10 numbers, it will be easy to figure out 11 to 19. See, один, одинадцять, два, дванадцять, три, тринадцять, чотири, чотирнадцять. And now you try. П'ять. 15, 6, 16, 7, 17, 8, 18, 9, 19. Чудово! Great! Now I have more practice for you. You have learned to count 1, 2, 3, 4, so on. But in this short exercise, you will try to recognize numbers that are not in order. I will say a number and you write it down or just imagine it in your mind, okay? Готові починати? Let's start. Одинадцять. 11. Три. 3. Дев'ятнадцять. 19. Сім. 7. Десять. 10. Дев'ять. 9. 14. 14. You can get more numbers practice if you go to ukrainianlessons.com episode 5 and learn how you can get our PDF lesson notes of this episode. Today at Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, we have the first, and not the last, pronunciation trainer. Many of our listeners wrote to us with their suggestions about the podcast, and one of them, and one of the most common of the suggestions was train the pronunciation. I personally strongly believe that pronunciation is one of the most crucial things you should learn in any foreign language. Today I would like to tell you more and to train you in the pronouncing the vowel sound ü. As we already heard ü in the numbers today, like один, три, чотирнадцять. Ü doesn't exist in many languages. That's why it might be difficult. Let me give you some advice, and I hope one of them will work for you. First, in English language, we compare ü to the sound which is short e in this words like a bit, a little, a bit, a little. So in Ukrainian, it is really similar, but it's a little bit deeper and a little bit longer. Okay, it's not just a bit, it's один. Okay, it's just a longer version of it. Second advice is to think about ü as a sound between e and u. So you pronounce e, and you can do that, I guess, e, and from e try to go to u, okay? E, and you get this ü sound. It is ü. It's like ты, чотири, вони. And one more practical advice. Put your fingers on your neck, close to the throat, okay? Basically, on your throat. And now remember what we were talking about before, about a bit and about the sound between e and u. When you pronounce the words with ü, you should feel a slight movement or vibration of your fingers on the throat, okay? Один, чотири, ти, три, ми. I don't know what about you, but I feel this slight movement, this vibration, okay? And maybe in some cases when ü is not stressed in the word, it's you will not feel it. But with a stressed ü, you always should feel this vibration. That was the explanation. So remember, maybe some tricks and techniques will help you, but the most important in the pronunciation is drilling, okay? Practice and practice. It's like riding a bicycle. Once you get it, and you will be saying it always. But first, your muscles need to be trained. You need to get your muscle memory. So let's do this exercise about recognizing ü. I will tell you a couple of words twice, and you need to decide if they are different or just the same words. For example, бий, бий. Same ones, okay? Вий, вий. Different. Готові? Один. Мина, міна. Different. Два. Ти, ти. The same. Три. Зуби, зуби. The same. Чотири. Вій, вий. Different. П'ять. Рив, рів. Different. Шість. Він, він. The same. Сім. Дим, дім. Different. Вісім. Мій, мий. Different. Next exercise. I will tell you a word, which is a country or a city, and you have to decide if it has ü in it. If it has, say так. If it doesn't have, say ні. Париж. Так. Ліван. Ні. Америка. Так. Київ. Так. Вінниця. Так. Англія. Ні. Бразилія. Так. Нідерланди. Так. Нова Зеландія. Ні. Луцьк. Ні. And at last, we will learn a tongue twister. I made it up for you so it will have simple words and a lot of «ый». It is about «чотири сестри і чотири брати» – four sisters and four brothers. Listen. «Ти і ми – чотири сестри, а ви і вони – чотири брати». Let's break it through. «Ти і ми» – you and we. «Чотири сестри» – four sisters. «А ви і вони» – and you and they. «Чотири брати» – four brothers. Repeat. «Ти і ми – чотири сестри». А ви і вони – чотири брати. Ти і ми – чотири сестри. А ви і вони – чотири брати. Your homework is to practice. Cultural Minute at Ukrainian Lessons Podcast. How do Ukrainian children learn how to count? In a fun way. Everyone as a kid played Піжмурки. Піжмурки. Ukrainian version of hide and seek. I remember we played it like this. One person who is supposed to look for other players closes his eyes and starts to count. Раз, два, три, чотири, п'ять. Вийшов зайчик погулять. The rabbit has gone for a walk. Як нам бути? Що робити? Треба зайчика зловити. What should we do? What to do? We have to catch that rabbit. Будем знову рахувати. We will count again. Раз, два, три, чотири, п'ять. Зараз я іду шукати. Now I'm going to seek. During this verse, the kids have time to hide. There are different variations of that poem, and actually kids use numbers in a lot of other small poems for their games. These songs or poems with numbers are called Лічилки. Лічилки. Три, два, один. And the fifth episode of Ukrainian Lessons Podcast has come to the end. You can get more from this episode and devote to learning Ukrainian, becoming Ukrainian Lessons Podcast premium member. I have prepared for the premium members a PDF guide about the numbers, U pronunciation, and more practice. To find out more, go to ukrainianlessons.com/episode5. ukrainianlessons.com/episode5. Don't forget to practice your numbers. До побачення!
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio. that was the Ukrainian old timers from Winnipeg from their CD No More Bread and Butter and the Sweet Fern Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Please register there, take our survey, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our audio archives going back 10 years. Наже ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ліпше спитати, чим потім блукати. And our proverb of the week translates as better to ask now than to go astray later. Well, that just about takes us to the end of our show, too. So to wrap things up, we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton. This is from their wedding album CD, and they'll be taking us home with the traditional Ukrainian woodcutter's dance, the Arkan. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for joining us. Until next time, do побачення.